two assistant directors, our director has a position to be able to leave for, and we're happy to have you here.
Excellent, I'm happy to be here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Harry Haflett, Cleveland, Ohio, Johnny Appleseed District. I'm a representative from the senior category. Any uninitiated here? First time?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, nice. I get to polish up my speech, hold on. The singing category listens for those things related to your performance that are about your
singing,
your voice. So we got all the guys watching the fancy dots on the page, I don't even know what they mean. Then we got the guys who listen to the taps on your shoes and all that stuff, and whether your ties match, that's not me either. I'm there just in case you guys are going to sing something. So, those things related to your voice are the quality of the individual voices. How light, bright, dark you sing, how open or closed, tight you sing. When you get your own voice pumping and everything is happening nice and resonating, how well you sing with the people next to you. Are you singing in sync? Are you matching the lead next to you? Are all the leads matching all the basses? Is all of that unit sound happening? When all the unit sound happens and we make that expanded sound, then we create artistry with our voice. We sell the poem, you tell the story. And you can do all of that with your voice. You should be able to close your eyes and tell the happiest or saddest story we should be able to tell. Any questions?
Wow, yeah, that was really cool.
So, the two songs you sang for us today, I'll Forget You, Make Them Laugh, right?
Yes.
I'm three for three now. The last thing you want to do is talk for 10 minutes about the wrong sheet. Talk about pie in your face. So very nice. We're having a lot of those things happen a lot of the time. You're right brushing up on what we call the B range. The B range is a wonderful place to be because we've left sometimes in our taillights, sometimes in tune, sometimes in unit, sometimes expanded, and we entered the world of frequently. When we enter the world of frequently in tune, frequently in unit, frequently expanded, frequently artistic, that's when our listeners start to go, ooh, and that's a great place to be. Where do we want to go after frequently?
Always.
Always. We use the word consistently, and I don't know why. I like always. It's easy to understand. So, how do we get from frequently to always?
Practice.
While you're here, Harry.
So we take those things because the reason that we're not at always is because there are distractions in the sound. So what we need to do is we find out what those things are that are distracting us and we eliminate them. Some of those things were talked about by Andrew, and those were the wrong things to talk about. Just kidding. So what I heard, a couple of things are really, really easy to fix up here, but they might take a lot longer to fix vocally. One of those things that we get a lot of bang for the buck on right now is just the quality level. So we've all heard the different dynamic levels, you know, from 1 to 10, and these guys are asking, okay, I want this at a volume 2, I want this at a volume 7. Where's the quality of your voice? Where's the meat of what your best singing is?
Should it be the whole range?
4 to 6. Somebody's cheating. He's looking at my note cards. No, but it is right. Because the closer you are to the middle of your range, that's more comfortable you are. And I think because sometimes we don't understand what our actual vocal range is, because your actual vocal dynamic range is only your quality voice. Can I sing a 12? Sure I can. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I can probably sing a minus 1. But you don't want to hear that either because a minus 1 is unsupported. But we think when we're singing a 2, we're singing a 2. We're not, we're singing a minus 1 because we're out of that bottom of our vocal quality. So when he goes like this, if you're already at the bottom of your vocal dynamic quality, what do?
You bring your head.
You only have two choices. You either stay right there or you go. Because something that's negative to our vocal quality doesn't add anything to our listener. If I know I can't possibly sing any louder in good quality and he's up here going like this, What do I do? Nothing. He's just got to recalibrate. Because if I step over this line, I can't be held accountable for what comes out. Now, you've got to make that deal within yourself. And I know who we are. We get on stage and we've got the egos and we go, oh, you want more? I'll give you more, buddy. Believe me, I know. I give more all the time, and every time I do, people go, no. So some of that is just awareness. It's awareness of, and it's leaving yourself somewhere to go, isn't it? So if you always find that at the tag, he's going like this, what do? Give yourself somewhere to go. Huh?
Yes.
We plan the trip a little better. If we know we've got to get all the way to Lansing, today we just walk as far as Flint. Did I do well?
Close.
See? Hold on. So, stand up a second. We're going to do. We're going to have some fun. And by fun, I mean for me. Give me a basis. Give me a yaw right here. Ready? Yaw and.
Yaw.
Now pretend your basis and go yaw and.
Yaw.
Every time you sing, you've got three notes that have to sit on top of that. And if it's not fat enough, those parts are going to fall right off of you. Set the table for me. Big, fat yaw.
Yaw.
See, and that's what I thought. It doesn't mean loud. It means fat. It means going from this, yaw to yaw. It means filling up your voice. It might sound a little louder to us, but it doesn't mean sing louder. It means sing fatter. Big, fat. Six level, yaw.
Yaw.
There it is. Baritones, give me yaw. Where are you, baritone?
Sorry.
Good, you're all together. And bass is first.
Yaw.
Yaw. Fat or less volume, baritones. Bass is first.
Yaw.
Everybody dynamically, hold up your hand. Where were you? Four, five, six. Do I see anything higher than a six? How loud did that sound? Sounded really loud. So some of it's just awareness, because what's comfortable sometimes has a nice big sound. So what do you create more sound with? Always volume?
No,
you can create it with some intensity,
quality.
With some more breath, with a little more volume. But if, based on what we just heard, leads, if you go from a 6 to an 8, what do the basses have to do?
No,
they've got to go to a 12. What happens at 12?
No es bueno.
So, if we already know, just by our harmonic knowledge, that if a 7, the basses are topped out, leads, when do you sing louder than a 7?
Never.
There you go. If that's the best quality, basses, how soft can you sing? Remember the same thing? 3 or 4, right? Because if you sing a 2, what do the tenors have to sing?
0.
Yesterday. Yeah, you're painting us into a corner. So when I see people at the very top or very bottom of their vocal quality range dynamically, I said, where can we go? Where in the world can you're painting us into a corner? Leads, when you sing an 8, the basses are done. Basses, when you sing a 2, the rest of the chorus is done. You just can't do it. You can't get cute. We gotta watch out for our brothers and make sure that you never have to be in poor quality. Give me that yaw again, basses, yaw right here.
Yaw.
Give me a tune of chord. Who's got a pipe? He's gonna come get me.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, bases. Out of the bottom of our vocal range. How do we do it? What do you sing differently when you go from a loud voice to a soft voice? What changes?
Air pressure.
Nothing. You just sing softer. When a tuba plays as loud as it can, is it shaped like a tuba?
Oh yeah.
When it plays as soft as it plays, is it shaped like a tuba?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll change the size of your instrument to play a softer note. You go from yah to yah, a little less intensity, less air pressure against the chords. You let more air flow over it. When you want to sing louder, do you increase the size of your instrument? If you're able to, why weren't you there to begin with? Why were you keeping a smaller instrument just because you were singing soft? It's a moving target for the guys that are singing around you. So always your most quality, always your full size of your instrument, and you never get above or below your best dynamic vocal quality. Big bang for the buck. I have 1,000 notes. Those are the important ones. Those ones I wrote twice on this one and 3 times on this one. Because every time that happens, what happens in a song when we sing loud and soft?
Well, it becomes interesting if we do it right.
That's when it's good, right? Should those be the distracting parts of your performance?
No.
No, that's when we want them going, oh. And they don't do it if all of a sudden all that sound goes away. So at the parts that we want things to get really dramatic and then... Time out? All right, I'll be right there, I promise. Start the car, Dad. So, wonderful, wonderful singing, and too good to ever let it go away. When you're already scratching 70, we don't want to hear all of a sudden 70 turn into a 61 because you got soft. That's when we want that 70 to be extra sparkle, that expressivity, that artistry that we talked about. That's when it's really got to mean something. It doesn't mean something when you go, oh, that's a shame. All of a sudden that tenor came out of nowhere. He didn't come out of nowhere. You guys left him naked. You just can't, basses you can't sing it to. You know, when we all of a sudden want the biggest possible chord at the end of this tag, make them laugh, and the leads are singing a 9, and the basses go, can't do it. All of a sudden, we got this great big chord, and we got all these great big voices, and we got this unbalanced chord. Because we didn't watch out for our brothers. So stick to the deal. I state your name.
That's going to be it, guys. Those are the 3 judges that we're going to hear from. Thanks very much for sticking around working with him and us, even though Dave and I are still working with our training wheels and trying to keep things going. But I'll see you there Monday night. We've got a performance at the zoo, and we're going to be working on zoo songs Monday night. And for a fun convention, and the quartet contest this evening, and Afterglow, and everything else. So, any questions based on what you just heard that David or I could answer right now?
No.
What's the status?
What if you're not going to the zoo? Like, if I can't be there because I couldn't take off any time, still be at practice.
You can't do it, probably other things. I would say that it'll probably be about 75-80% zoo songs that we're working on. We won't be working on 2 contest songs unless we're going to be singing them in the performance. But
is there going to be any sort of review of
Oh, well, that, we will also show the DVD of the performance and talk a little bit about how we did for the group, but we don't want to have too long of a debrief on the show.
Right.
On our performance on Monday night, because we've got a lot of stuff coming up on the 26th, and we'll want to work on that.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Nice job, team.
Thank you.
See you Monday.